For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Christine Grenier, the senior captain out of St. Leon, Manitoba, and, of course, as the captain this year, with all the success this team has had, been a pretty easy job for you?
It's been so easy. We have a great team, great group of girls, and everyone gets along so well, so it's definitely made my job pretty easy.
This last weekend in Madison, 2-1 both games in front of a sellout crowd on Saturday. Just what were you guys thinking going into the weekend? I know they were ranked number 3. Did you even think about that?
We were just thinking the exact same thing that we do every weekend. Just go get some points on Friday night and get more points on Saturday. We didn't really think about who our opponents were because everyone in this league is good. Doesn't matter if you're first or last. You're going to have to go in with a mindset of winning.
You got great goaltending this weekend. Brittany Mollett with 40 saves, a win, a 2-1 win against the Badgers on Friday night. First of all, talk about her play.
She's unreal. Britt's always unreal. She can't say enough about her. She's a great player, great teammate, and she always keeps us in the game.
And then Saturday, her backup gets a chance to play. I know Erin Dieters has worked so hard to get that opportunity, and she's played some great games already this season. 61 saves for Dieters. That was an amazing feat, wasn't it?
Unreal performance by Dieters, too, and she works so hard. Every practice she's out there flopping around, and she was just, we had so much confidence in her, and she just proved us right there.
I hate overtime games. I'm sure as the time was winding down there in the third period and you knew you were going into overtime, you just, how hard was it to continue that momentum that you guys had?
I don't know. I guess it didn't really work out for us this weekend, but it's kind of good to get some overtime in us. Just we never know what's going to happen during playoffs, so it was good to just get our heads wrapped around what was really happening, and hopefully next time it goes better for us if we end up playing another overtime game.
That game, Emma Terrace on Friday night with the game-winning goal, freshman. It's fun to see a freshman get that big first career goal, isn't it?
Yeah, that just shows how much depth our team really has. I mean, when a freshman defenseman is coming in and getting the winning goal against Wisconsin, that's pretty unreal. And she's been playing great all season. She's just been, it's been awesome that it's been going in for her this second half, and she's just getting what she deserves.
Your team right now is 1 point out of fourth place. There's only 7 points separating the number 3 team from the number 6 team for that fourth place spot. Going into this weekend, just how important are these points?
They're really important. You just said it right there. Every game is important. Every 3 points that we can buy into and get is awesome, and we're just going to keep trying to do that.
I know it was kind of the goal going into the season to get home ice in the playoffs. Nice to know your team has got their fate in their own hands, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, actually. We can do it. That was our goal. That was one of our goals, and it's awesome at this point in the season it could still be reached.
Your team's also number 3 in the penalty kill in the nation right now. Talk about what Amber Fricklin has done for this penalty kill.
She's obviously doing something right, because we go out there and we kill almost every penalty, and I think it has a lot to do with the people that are on the bench just as much as the people that are off the bench. Literally every block that's stopped, there's cheering, there's, it just gives us momentum to be on the PK, which is weird to say, I guess, but yeah.
Your team is also in the top 5 in block shots. You've got Evena Bilic out there, Alexis Joyce, who's a freshman, Madison Hutchinson, all 3 in the top 5 in the country right now in block shots. I know when we had a chance to talk to Erin Dieters just moments ago, you know, she said it's, those are her saving grace, are those people out there blocking shots. But it's not just those 3, it's the rest of the team, isn't it?
No, yeah, it is. We've got 6 players on the ice willing to be a goalie, so that's pretty awesome when we look at it that way.
This weekend you guys have the University of North Dakota. You swept them earlier this season. That was in the first half of the hockey season. What do you expect to see out of them this time?
I think we're going to expect to see a different hockey team. I'm guessing that they're going to be a lot better, just like we're a lot better too, though, but we're going to be ready for them. We're going to have a good practice week and be ready for them this weekend.
Do you prepare any differently going into this weekend?
We're just going to prepare accordingly, I think, just like every week. Get ready for Friday night. 3 points.
Words of wisdom from the senior captain. Christine, good luck this weekend. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.